Elijah the Prophet. There were now two kingdoms. The northern one was named Israel, and the southern one was named Judah. These two Jewish kingdoms became enemies. They often fought against each other. In the kingdom of Israel, all the kings were evil. They all worshipped false gods. Their idol worship often included sexual immorality. Sometimes they even sacrificed their own children in fire. Many years after Solomon, Ahab became king over Israel. God chose a prophet named Elijah from the town of Tishbe to remind King Ahab and the Jewish people that he was the only God. Elijah told Ahab what Yahweh wanted him to do, but Ahab would not listen to Elijah. Ahab didn't want to obey the one true God. Ahab wanted his own God, Baal. So Elijah told Ahab, "I stand in the presence of the always present one, the God of Israel. As surely as the always present one lives, there will be no rain or dew during the next few years unless I command it." Meanwhile, King Ahab remained very stubborn. He and his many false prophets continued to make idols of wood and stone and metal. These were gods of Baal. Ahab believed that Baal was the real God, and Ahab wanted all the people to worship Baal, not Yahweh, the God of Elijah.
No more rain came, and there was a famine in the land of Israel.
3.5 years later, the Lord God sent the prophet Elijah to King Ahab and the Jewish people. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is it you, the biggest troublemaker in Israel?" Elijah answered, "I am not the one who has caused so much trouble for Israel. It is you and your father's dynasty, Omri, who have caused all this trouble. You have abandoned the commands of Yahweh. You have followed the idols of Baal. Now tell all the people of Israel to meet me at Mount Carmel and gather the 450 prophets of Baal there, and bring along the 400 prophets of the goddess Asherah too. They are supported from the rich supply of food from Queen Jezebel's table." So Ahab summoned all the Israelites, and he gathered those false prophets to Mount Carmel. Elijah stood in front of all the people. He said, "How long will you people try to serve both Baal and Yahweh? If Yahweh is the one true God, follow him. But if Baal is the true God, follow him." The people said nothing. Elijah said to them, "I am the only prophet of Yahweh here, but there are 450 prophets of Baal. So bring us two bulls, and let the prophets of Baal choose one bull for them. Let them kill it and butcher it. Then let them put the meat on the wood. However, they must not set fire to it. Then I will do the same thing with the other bull. I'll lay it on the wood, but I won't set fire to it either. Then you prophets of Baal should pray to your god, Baal. And I will pray to Yahweh. The one who answers the prayer will set fire to the wood supernaturally. He is the one true God." And all the people agreed that this was a good idea. Then Elijah said to the false prophets of Baal, "There are so many of you, so you men go first. Choose a bull and prepare it. Pray to your God, but do not start the fire." So they took the bull that someone gave them and prepared it. Then they prayed to Baal from morning until noon. They cried out, "O Baal, answer us!" But there was no sound. No one answered. They continued to dance around the stone altar which they had built. At noon, Elijah began to mock them. He said, "Pray louder! If Baal really is a god, maybe he is preoccupied with thinking about something else. Or maybe he is busy. Or he has gone away on a trip. Perhaps he is asleep. You might have to wake him up." So the false prophets prayed even louder. They even cut themselves with swords and spears until their blood flowed out on them. This was the way they usually worshipped. The middle of the day passed. The prophets of Baal were acting like wild men. They continued doing this until the middle of that afternoon, but no sound came from Baal. Baal did not answer. Baal paid no attention. Then Elijah spoke to all the people, "Come here to me." So they all gathered around him. And Elijah rebuilt the altar of Yahweh because it had been torn down. And Elijah took 12 stones. Each stone represented the 12 tribes of the 12 sons of Jacob. Jacob was the man to whom Yahweh said, "Your name will be Israel." Then Elijah used these stones to rebuild the altar in honor of Yahweh. Then Elijah dug a small ditch around it. It was big enough to hold almost 3 gallons of seed. Elijah arranged the wood on the altar, and he butchered his bull and laid the pieces of meat on the wood. Then Elijah said, "Fill 4 big jars with water. Pour the water on top of the meat and upon the wood." They did it. Then Elijah said, "Do it again." And they did it again. Then he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it the third time. So the water ran off the altar and filled up the little ditch. At the time of the afternoon sacrifice, the true prophet Elijah went near the altar. He prayed, "O Yahweh, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I ask you today to prove that you are the true God in the nation of Israel, and prove that I am your servant. Show these people that you commanded me to do all these things. O Yahweh, answer me. Answer my prayer. Show these people that you, Yahweh, are the one true God. Then the people will know that you are bringing them back to you again." Suddenly the fire of Yahweh came down, and it burned up the meat sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil around the altar. It also dried up all the water in the little ditch. When all the people witnessed this, they fell face down to the ground. They cried out, "Yahweh, He is the one true God. Yahweh, He is the one true God." Then Elijah told them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let any of them run away." So the people captured all those prophets. Then Elijah led them down to Kishon Brook. There he executed all the false prophets. Then Elijah said to King Ahab, "Now go eat and drink. I hear the sound of a heavy rain." So King Ahab went off to eat and drink. At the same time, Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel to pray. Elijah sent word by his messenger to King Ahab, "Tell him to get his chariot ready and to go back home now. If Ahab doesn't leave now, the rain will stop him." After a short time, the sky became black with dark clouds, and the wind began to blow. Then a heavy rain began to fall. Immediately, Ahab got in his chariot and started back to Jezreel. Yahweh gave his power to Elijah. Elijah tightened his clothes around him. Then he ran ahead of King Ahab all the way to Jezreel.